Row Width, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Don Morishita, the Kimberley Center superintendent and a weed scientist, updated me about research studies exploring new planting methods to reduce spacing between rows of dry beans from 22 inches to 7.5.
We're trying to take a page from the soybean growers' book of planting the dry beans on narrower rows, 7.5-inch row spacing, and see how the weeds respond to that. With soybeans, of course, the weed interference or weed competition is greatly reduced by these narrow rows, as one might expect. And along with that is another study where we're looking at the optimum or ideal population of beans that you should plant at if you're going with these narrow rows. Because if you plant at the same population as with the 22-inch rows, it's a much sparser or much more wide-open plant population than if you go with a higher seeding rate, which kind of makes sense because we're going from 22-inch rows to these 7.5-inch rows. So
let me ask you, Don, if you go to 7.5-inch rows, if you get narrower spacing, it would seem to me you would get greater yield because you get more plants in a given plot of land, right? So why would you have wider rows in the first place? Is that to accommodate the machinery?
Yes, for harvesting is the biggest thing. So historically, the way that the beans have been harvested here in Idaho, most of the beans, they are actually undercut and then put in a windrow. Then they dry down and a grower will come in with a harvester that has a pickup unit on it that will pick these beans up that are in a windrow. Compared to soybeans where it's all direct cut.
If it sparks.